This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Union Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved extension of Jal Jeevan Mission up to December 2028 with an enhanced outlay of nearly 8.70 lakh crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the Cabinet has approved Jal Shakti Ministry's proposal to restructure and reorient the implementation of the Jal Jeevan Mission from infrastructure creation to a service delivery. Mr. Vaishnaw said Cabinet has also given nod to proposal for declaration of Madurai Airport in Tamil Nadu as an international airport. Meanwhile, in other major decisions, Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs yesterday approved the revised total capital cost of 3,630.77 crore rupees for the construction of greenfield road connectivity to Jewar International Airport in the Gautam Buddha Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh from Delhi Faridabad Vallabhgarh Sohnaspur of the Delhi-Mumbai Expressway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Kerala and Tamil Nadu today. Prime Minister will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation, lay the foundation stone and flag of multiple developmental projects worth around 10,800 crore rupees at Ernakulam in Kerala today. Thereafter, Prime Minister will reach Tiruchirappalli in Tamil Nadu. He will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth about 5,650 crore rupees. The projects cover key sectors including petroleum and natural gas, infrastructure, lubricants manufacturing, rural connectivity, highway development and railway services. Mr. Modi will also flag off 5 new train services through video conferencing from Tiruchirappalli as part of the program. The conflict between the United States, Israeli coalition and Iran has entered its 12th day. Speaking to reporters at the Pentagon yesterday, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said that the latest phase marks the most intense period of strikes against Iranian targets since the operation began. Mr. Hegseth also noted that Iran's missile and drone responses have declined over the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, said his country will continue to fight for as long as necessary. The conflict has also severely disrupted shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Tanker traffic has dropped by more than 80%, with many vessels anchored in open waters waiting for conditions to stabilize. Reports say several commercial ships have been struck by projectiles or drones near the strait. During a phone conversation with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian, Russian President Vladimir Putin has urged for the earliest possible de-escalation of the ongoing conflict. The Ministry of Civil Aviation says it is closely monitoring developments in West Asia and the impact on air travel between India and the region. Airlines are making operational adjustments with passenger safety and service continuity as top priorities. On Monday, 45 inbound flights operated by Indian carriers arrived from West Asia carrying 7,407 passengers. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation is coordinating with authorities to provide additional arrival and departure slots and allow the use of Muscat International Airport as an en-route alternate. This applies to flights to and fro Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Sharjah, Ras Al Khaimah, Al Ain, Fujairah, Jeddah and Medina. In the upcoming West Bengal Assembly elections, all valid voters will be able to exercise franchise, but not a single illegal voter's name will be included in the voter list. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has stated this while addressing a press conference in Kolkata yesterday. After a two-day visit to the state by the full bench of the Election Commission, the Chief Election Commissioner said to the reporters that under the Representation of the People Act of 1950, the SIR process has been carried out. The aim of this process is to ensure voting rights for every valid citizen and bring transparency to the voter list. Continuing its steadfast commitment towards supporting Sri Lanka in times of need, India has commenced the installation of additional Bailey bridges as part of its humanitarian assistance following Cyclone Dithwa. The Indian Army's engineer corps have begun preparatory works for launching a 240-foot Bailey bridge at Toruwawa Chila in Sri Lanka's northwestern province. The bridge will help restore a vital coastal route connecting Colombo and Puttalam, which suffered major disruption due to the cyclone. And that is the end of this news bulletin.